All right, boys and girls, today I wanted to hop on here and talk to you guys a little bit about a little bit of a mental shift that I think not only hurt myself when I was running my business as a barber, but I see a lot of barbers and it ails them in just the approach on how they're running their business overall. And really, it comes down to, you know, putting other people first before putting yourself first. And being more of like this quote-unquote martyr figure. We'll kind of go more in depth on this. For me, this hurt me in my business because when I put other people first, I forgot about myself. And nobody had me in the thought of their mind at all in their decision-making. And I felt like I was getting the short end of the stick, damn near just in life overall. And barbering became very depressing. So today on the episodes of the No Bullshit Podcast, I really want to talk about why this martyr figure and why putting yourself first is not the core answer in business, even though people think, yes, we're in a service business, why that actually is more of a hindrance on your overall growth. Now, for those of you who don't know, my name is Daniel Contreras. I run a company in the barber industry called New Era Barbering, where we help barbers scale to $20,000 a month. I've went from charging $20 a haircut to $150 a haircut in a quote-unquote small town in Sacramento, California, where people would not spend any amount of money on a haircut more than $40 whatsoever. Yet I was able to scale my business and generate clients at a high rate at $150. And now we teach barbers not only the U.S., Canada, and also Australia, as well as other countries like the U.K., how to generate more clients inside of their business and scale them up so that they don't have to be lifelong barbers. Because honestly, barbering is a very tasking on the body, and it's not something you want to be doing long term. It's a great short term cash flow business, but it's not something in my mind that it should be a long term career, but more looked at as a stepping stone. Yet I think a lot of barbers get themselves in the long term career because of this, service mentality, or because of this putting other people first, and they forgot all about themselves. And when they put other people first, again, like I said prior, nobody has you or them, whoever the business owner is, in their thought of mind. Everybody's, and here's one, I guess, overarching idea that really opened up my mind to this. Because in my belief, I always thought, oh man, if I put other people first, I'm going to get rewarded. At the end of the day, everybody is living a life in their own best self-interest. And that's very liberating and a very cold, hard truth at the very same time. It's liberating because at the end of the day, you should be doing what's in your best self-interest, and it frees you up from thinking that, like, oh, I need to be there for people, or I owe people this, or I need to be a certain type of individual and show up a certain way. I need to give. And it kind of kills that off, right? It's also a cold, hard truth because, like myself and probably like many of you, I'm sorry, I just got done with the walk and workout, so my brain's not as sharp as it can be. But I lived my life up until a certain point thinking that if I gave everything out to everybody, right? If I gave every ounce of my body, if I gave every ounce of my attention, every ounce of my energy, that everything would be reciprocated. Yet I did 2 years of that while running a business as a barber. And my result was I was charging $20 a haircut, making about $2,000, maybe $4,000 tops per month. And I absolutely hated my life. And that's not a place I think any of us got into barbering for. We didn't get into barbering to sign up for something where we're basically a slave and we're basically a martyr figure and basically giving every ounce of our body, soul to this craft to get nothing in return. Because if that was known, and we did know the result of basically not the income we want to be making, struggling to pay bills, stressed out and overworking, I don't think any of us would sign up for it. And if you're like, no, I would do it, you're a dumb fuck. Nobody in their right mind would want to sign up. Logically, nobody would want to sign up for that. Who the fuck would be like, yes, I'm going to give my heart and soul and everything to this business, but I'm not going to get reap any reward? That's the beautiful thing about like a capitalist society. You are rewarded for the work that you put in, right? Everybody's like, oh, fuck capitalism. Capitalism is great. What are you talking about? Without capitalism, you're just working like a 9-to-5, and you no matter how hard you work, you're still getting the same low pay. In a capitalist society, business-wise, the incentive is, well, I don't like that option of working as hard as possible, yet I can't make more. I rather have a system where if I work harder, I get rewarded more. That makes so much sense, doesn't it? But when you don't know the game, when you don't know the rules of the game, when you don't understand how business works overall, when you don't understand how the world works and how people interact with each other and how people are always going to be, one, self-centered and always, two, going to be acting their own best self-interest, you're going to fall susceptible to like having a shitty life because it feels like everyone's taking from you. It feels like you're not getting anything in return, and because you're not. And as barbers, this plagues the whole industry. Just look at everybody who's trying to like speak on a fucking stage, man. All these dumb fucks. Oh man, it's about the people. It's about passion over profit. Yada yada yada. Dude, you're making $4K a month. I don't care how much passion I have in something. If I'm overworking myself and I'm wasting my life and struggling and stressed the fuck out, I'm not going to fucking do that thing. So why do we keep putting ourselves in this position? Why do you keep on thinking and living by these rules or these made-up laws mentally for yourself when this isn't how the world works? It's honestly just a false belief that you hold to be true. And I struggled with this at first. I also struggled with even switching my mentality because I didn't understand the concept of I have to be selfish in the short term to be selfless in the long term. I was like, no, if you're selfish, that's so bad. Oh my God, you're an evil fuck. Oh, blah, 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 blah. That's how I imagine like people like myself when I talk when I was a dumb fuck, right? Oh, it's not about that, man. It's not about money. Well, if it's not about money, how are you going to pay your bills? If it's not about money, how are you going to take care of your kids? If it's not about money, how are you going to take care of a family, your wife, your spouse, provide for them? What are you going to do? You're going to come home with a bag of hair? Hey, honey, here's a bag of hair. Eat this. Dude, you need money. You got to be selfish, man. And now, when I say selfish, okay, I don't mean being a dick to everybody. What I mean selfish is putting yourself and your business first. Not putting others first, but putting yourself first and then servicing people who want to be in your business. Again, this martyr figure aspect, I think everybody's like, oh man, that's exactly it's admirable at the lowest, at best maybe. It's admirable. I understand it. I empathize with it, right? It's the story we always like look at ourselves like, oh man, I want to be that guy that everybody looks at like, oh my God, he works so hard, but he does it for like damn near nothing. He's such a good person. Oh, but your life sucks, man. My life sucked. I hated my life. I hated my life when I lived that way. And I would hate for you to continually have this same mindset and live a life that you're not happy about just from a simple false belief, man. Because all you need to do is just switch your belief. Your beliefs turn to actions. Your actions turn to different results in life. It's how the world works, man. And I talk to a lot of barbers, and we, as a company as well, too, talk to a plethora of barbers, and I review calls that my team has, and this is still a big problem. There's guys who are like in their 30s, like late 30s, families, who are just honestly have lived their life as this martyr figure, thinking this is the thing that's going, this is how life is supposed to be. I'm supposed to give everything and eventually I'll get rewarded. And they're not getting rewarded because nobody's going to reward you with anything. Everybody's gonna be like, cool, cheaper haircut. Cool, you're being reasonable with your prices. Fuck, all right, I don't mind. I'll take advantage of that. Again, they're going to act in their own best self-interest. Fuck yeah. If Lamborghini started selling Lambos for fucking dollar, like, I don't give a fuck if like that company's going to go out of a business. Fuck, give me a Lambo for a dollar. I'll take that. Dude, that's on you for making that dumb business decision. I'm going to do what's best for me. If I can get a Lambo for a dollar and I can flip it for $500K, do that all fucking day. People, this is how people work. And yes, it's cold. But honestly, you have to get out of like this idealistic or what like this man, what's the word I'm trying to find here? I guess we'll just run with I like this made up version of how the world works and how people work, because people aren't gonna come and like help little Bobby out. They're not gonna help you out, dude. Not everybody's gonna the world isn't gonna be like, man, you know what, kid? You're cutting hair, you're working so hard, you know what? Here's $1 million. Fuck no. The world's like, I want $1 million too. Best of luck trying to get that, because I'm trying to get that too. And you're left on your own. And if you're left on your own, who is supposed to take care of yourself? Just yourself, right? Come on now. Hopefully this is making sense to you. Again, post-workout, post-walk, so I'm a little bit like airheadish right now, so I'm not as sharp. I always love doing podcasts while I'm walking. I'm currently sitting down. Tone, like, you know, I'm a little bit more chill. I was like doing a walk and talking because like I feel much more active. But I challenge you this week to look at your life right now and look at all the things that you are doing selflessly right now and think, let me act selfishly right now. And when I say selfishly, let's also change the relationship with that word. Let's not think of being selfish as being a dick or being self-centered or taking from everybody else. But putting yourself first, putting yourself into a position of power, that way you can be selfless in the long term. A great example of this, again, too. You want to? I love bringing in different analogies. We can look at analogies all in the world. Okay, think about when you're riding an airplane. The typical thing. What happens if the plane's going down? You got to put your mask on first before you can help anybody else out. Because if you don't put your mask on first, you're dying just like the next motherfucker next to you without air. You're struggling, you can't help them. You got to help yourself before you help anybody else. That's the main focus of this. Okay? That's how you should think of being selfish. Being selfish is not being a dick. Being selfish is helping yourself first so you can help others later on, if that's what you choose. Some people just want to continue being selfish, and there's very far and few between, right? I know very few people who are ridiculously rich who aren't selfless, who don't give to charities, who don't help other people. Shit, just running a big business on its own, $100 million per year, $500 million per year, you're helping other people by just running that business. You couldn't help, you can't make money without helping others improve their life in some form or fashion, whether it be through a product, whether that be through a service. You just can't. People won't pay for things unless it helps improve their life. So by default, you run a big business, you're already helping thousands and millions of people. You want to add on top of that too? Guess what? You can't run a $500 million per year business by yourself. You have to have employees. You're helping out your employees giving them a better way to make money for themselves so they can live a better life, so that they can provide for their families. You have to stop looking at business and stop looking at like making money as a bad thing. But as making money is like a vehicle for you to start helping out other people as a byproduct. And also too, the byproduct of doing that as well too is that you also have a gain. You also reap the rewards. You also put yourself in a better position. You also live the life you want. But for some reason, a lot of barbers, man, I had this mentality where it's like, oh, no, I can't. Oh, no, if I make a lot of money, man, people who make money are evil, all this bullshit, right? And so I never made money. I never tried to, because I had this belief that if I made more money, I'll be a dick. And that's far from the truth. I didn't even know anybody who was rich. And that's so irrational, right? That's so irrational. You can't just take what you see on social media. Social media and all this stuff of who you think people are rich, you don't even know if they're rich. You don't know what their bank account is. On top of that, too, social media and all this stuff, people on social media, people who are rich, all they do is flex and they act like dicks. Dude, social media is a fucking show. It's a TV show, man. It's fake. Everybody's playing an actor. You see all these Twitch streamers. You see the Paul brothers, Kai, what's his name? Kai Sant or Kai Scant? I don't know his name. I know his first name is Kai, right? The streamer guy, right? Or Aiden Ross. All these guys, they're playing an act. It's not who they really are, man. and you're buying the show. you're believing that the show is real life. It's not. These aren't bad people. These are good people, right? And it comes down to your relationship with money, how you view money. And once you start changing that thing, once I start changing that belief in myself, like, you know, money's a good thing. Money actually allows me to be a better person. Money actually, if I put money as my focus and making money as my focus right now, I can actually be selfless. Or actually, even on top of that too, I don't even have to want to be selfless. By making more money, I'm actually helping out others. Shit, when I started building my own business as a barber, guess what happened? Yeah, people like barbers around me, like, oh man, you're such a bad person, you shouldn't be charged that. But guess what? Something amazing happened that I had no clue that I could even imagine, was that my clients started getting motivated. They started wanting to improve their life because they've been getting their haircut for me for years. And now they start seeing me grow my business, get more motivated. It's like, oh dude, I see, like, I raise prices up and talk to clients who stayed in my business. Or even the clients who didn't even stay in my business, right? I would see them at the barbershop. They get cut by a different barber for a cheaper price. But hey, man, how's it going? Dude, just want to let you know, you're motivating me so much. Dude, just from you growing your business, dude, I've been wanting to push myself and actually start a business. Or I've been wanting to get a promotion. I wanted to get a better life. I want to do better for myself. I'm actually on my shit, dude. I see you, like, you know, like, pushing yourself, grinding. Dude, it's got me so inspired. And it's so, like, again, you help other people by helping yourself out first. But I think all of us get caught up in the fact that, like, you need to help people by actually physically helping them. It's not the thing. The best thing you could do is help yourself first and inspire other people to do better. Because guess what? You're listening to this podcast. I hope I inspire you. It would be an honor if I inspired at least one person who's even listening to this. But guess what? None of this would be happening right now. You wouldn't be inspired by me if I did not put myself first and started being selfish in my business. Because you wouldn't give a fuck about me. You wouldn't. I would just be another barber charging 30, 40 bucks a haircut, making average amount. You wouldn't know who I am. And that's a perfect example for you to see right there. Of someone who is being completely selfish in their business and helping everybody else out along the way. So I hope this at least brings you and finds you some sort of value. I hope this at least shifts some sort of mindset overall. My only ask of you from this podcast is this. If you found some type of value from this, please share this with one barber. Legit, copy the link, send it into a text message, send it through DM on Instagram. You don't even need to know the barber at all. But just by sending that one message, this one podcast, it might help inspire thousands of people because that barber themselves might start taking their business seriously. And so will you. And so if you're listening to this, if you were sent this podcast from somebody else, understand that they want to see you fucking succeed. Whoever sent you this podcast actually wants you to start getting up off your ass and putting yourself first because they see the potential in your life. They see what you're capable of, but you're not putting yourself first at all. So please, I challenge you this week, start putting yourself first. Start being more selfless with your time and your business because everything that you want to have in terms of being an inspiration, helping others out, will be a byproduct of you doing that one thing of being selfish. And with that, I'll see you on the next podcast.